this panel, the focus, as we say over many times in the Kina, Zecha Hashem Atzdaka, V'lanu Bosheh Sapana. To you, Hashem, is righteousness, that Hashem does chesed with us, Hashem does good to us. V'lanu Bosheh Sapana, but to us is embarrassment. It's our averos that have caused the instructions of the Beis HaMikdash. It's our averos that have caused all the suffering of Klal Yisrael. And that's really the purpose of a tainus. The Rambam writes in Perek Hamishi of Hilchos Tainus that every fast, including Tisha B'Av, the Rambam writes every fast is not just to commemorate and remember the things that happened. The Rambam says the fast is more importantly is to de'la'ur ha'levavos, in order to arouse our hearts, l'tkoyach darkei ha'tshuva, to open up the ways of tshuva. And this, and by remembering the destructions that happened to Klal Yisrael, by remembering the tzaras, and by focusing on the tzaras of Klal Yisrael, so we're thinking beyond the tzara. We're thinking about what caused the tzara. We're thinking about our own averos that have caused the tzaras. And if a person does not spend any time on a yom tainus, especially Tisha B'Av, spending a little time thinking about a person's own actions, then he's missing the essential purpose of the time. I like to focus on the midah of this kina that the kina is discussing, is the midah of a person being mekabel, l'cha Hashem atzdaka v'lanu bosheh sapanim. They were mekabel that everything Hashem does to us, that everything Hashem does is for the best. It's for our own tov. And this is actually this area is the weakness of Klal Yisrael that actually brought about the day of Tisha B'Av. The Gemara says in Saita that what day was Tisha B'Av? It was the day that when the Meraglim came back, when the spies came back, who gave a bad report about Eretz Yisrael. So most of Klal Yisrael cried. They cried over the terrible land that we're going to have to go through, And the Gemara says, because Klal Yisrael cried at B'chiyah Shalfiram, because Klal Yisrael cried for no reason. For no reason Klal Yisrael cried and complained against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this day, for Dairas, this day of Tisha B'Av, this day for generations will be a day that Hashem is going to establish, a day of crying, but for good reason. Not for no reason, this day is going to be a day that people will have to cry, unfortunately, for good reason. I'd like to share with you First of all, a ma'aseh I heard recently. A relative of someone in our community lost a child, lost a baby. The baby was only a few months old, and the baby had a, I don't know if I have the exact details perfectly straight, I apologize if not, but the baby had a heart condition, but the baby was in and out of the hospital, but the baby was being taken care of, and at the time the baby was home, and the parents were optimistic that the baby would be okay. I believe while the father of the baby was holding the child, this young girl, this daughter, 4 months old, was in Paris, in his hands. And I heard the mother, the madriga these people were on, that the mother asked, when they realized that the baby was in Paris and there was nothing they could do, the mother asked to hold the baby. And the mother held the baby and said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have no tainus on you. I have no complaints on you. You gave me my tana, gave me a present for a few months, and I have no kindness on you. None of us should know such tzaras. But equally important to apply this level to the small things that happen. Or the person bangs his foot, or the person stuck in traffic. All the little things, those are also, the person has to be focused on saying, it's okay. A makabel, it should be a kapara. Person should not walk around with kindness on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It should be makabel, whatever a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us. Everything. The little things. And the makabel and say, that's a kapara, we're not perfect. I think the same nida is nageya very much ben adam l'chavera. This person, a person who is self-righteous, who has the arrogance to think that, why is a Kodesh Baruch Hu doing this to me? Just as an aside, I always think to myself, once hit me once. Many times I myself was guilty, complaining against little things that happened. But did I ever complain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, why did you make the Holocaust? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why did you make that bomb go off in Eretz Yisrael? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why are you taking these children out of their homes in Eretz Yisrael? No, that I don't have kindness on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But, you know, this thing happens, stuck in the traffic, got lost, whatever the little problem is, whether it be a bigger problem, but none of the level of the problems that face other Yidden, there we have kindness. There we have kindness on Hashem. Something to think about. But the same Midah is Nageya Ba'adam Machavero. Many people walk around with kindness on other people. This person did this, this person did that to me. Many people are very critical against other people. I think this is an area which poses a threat to any community. It's an area that poses a threat to our community. People like to complain, people like to talk. It makes them feel good to put other people down. I've heard horrible little stories, you know, of people being hurt for silly things. People complain about this. This person, and many times it's attacks against people that are Isaac with Tarkin Sibor, people are being Isaac with Shem Shemayim, whether it be our teachers, whether it be our Rebbeim, whether it be our Rashivas, whatever it is, people always have to find out, we do this, we should do this way, do this way. First of all, we have to ask ourselves, are we so perfect? If we would have the job, we would do everything just 100% perfectly. Maybe you're right, maybe the person's not perfect. But, you know, people make mistakes, and no one's perfect. And second of all, is it worth complaining about? Is it really worth complaining about? What damage are you causing the person? What damage are you causing to the community? What damage are you causing? It's just lashon hara, eating treif. If a person has something important to share because he feels that this has to be corrected, then l'shem shemayim, the person has no choice but to go to the appropriate person and approach the person and say, this thing has to be corrected. But to spread gossip and to tell other people, this is not good, this has to be done, is pure lashon hara and purely destructive. And it affects our children. If you complain in your own house about whatever goes around you, your children will be people like that. Your children will be complaining. If you walk around your house and you don't complain in front of your children, and you don't have kindness on other people, then your children will be happy. Your children will be people that don't have kindness on other people, don't have kindness on a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They'll be happy people. Unhappy people walk around with kindness. We should be zeichet to work. We should work on this need, though, that we should makabel everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, and Hashem should only give us tayyib. Hashem should only give us things that we perceive as tayyib, that we perceive as good. And the sus that we eradicate, the stafiyah shachinah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should establish this day as the day of Simcha.